You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Thank you. Ifeleo by Art Blakey and the Afro Drummers, featuring the fabulous flute of Yusuf Lateef, recorded January 24th, 1962. What a joy. Welcome to Volume 82 of The Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and today we'll wrap up 1961 with John Coltrane, Benny Carter, and Phineas Newborn. But let's start by meeting guitarist Joe Pass. Joe Pass was born Joseph Passawaqua in New Brunswick, New Jersey, to immigrants from Sicily. Pass grew up, though, in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and developed the habit of practicing 6 hours a day. In the 1950s, he performed at strip clubs in New Orleans and developed a serious heroin addiction, and we meet him on his road to recovery. Pass said, "Staying high was my first priority, playing was second, and girls were third, but the first thing really took all my energy." He broke the habit by spending 2.5 years in the Synanon rehab program in its early days of existence, and is with a band of fellow musicians receiving treatment on an album called Sounds of Synanon that we first hear him from February of 1961. When Leonard Feather reviewed the album in Downbeat, he wrote, "In Joe Pass, Pacific Jazz have discovered a major jazz talent." From that album, we're going to hear two cuts. Listen for the guitarist. First up, CED. Thank you. Aaron's Song with CED before that, both by guitarist Joe Pass with Dave Allen on trumpet, Greg Dykes baritone horn, Arnold Ross piano, Ronald Clark on bass, and Bill Crawford on drums, recorded in February of 1961. This is the recorded history of jazz. We heard a couple cuts last time by the Benny Carter Octet. Here's one more led by that four sax powerhouse, featuring Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, Phil Woods, and Charlie Rouse on The Midnight Sun Will Never Set. The Benny Carter Octet with The Midnight Sun Will Never Set. Carter and Phil Woods on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins and Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, John Collins guitar, Dick Katz piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and drummer Joe Jones, recorded November 15th, 1961. Your guided tour of jazz over the years. This is the recorded history of jazz. Two of the final three cuts from 1961 go to Phineas Newborn Jr. as he wraps up his most prolific period. From 1956 to 1961, he recorded 11 albums as leader and several more as a sideman. He would only record 7 more albums in his entire career, though he lived until 1989. With Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on the drums, here's a Sonny Rollins composition made famous by Miles Davis, Oldio.
Thank you.
Two by the Phineas Newborn Trio, Juicy Lucy with Olio before that, both recorded November 21st, 1961. We end 1961 on the recorded history of jazz with a forward-looking John Coltrane piece that caused some controversy at the time and remains somewhat challenging and raw today. Downbeat critic John Tynan wrote that what Coltrane and Eric Dolphy were doing at this time was musical nonsense being peddled in the name of jazz. Robert Christgau in 2020, on the other hand, wrote that the album this is from, the At the Village Vanguard is sacred for one reason, a second side consisting entirely of the 16-minute Chasin' the Train, which he regarded as equal in importance to Louis Armstrong's West End Blues from 1928 and the Beatles' She Loves You from 1963, as a declaration, I guess you could say, of a change in direction. Tenor sax contemporary Archie Shepp said, I think it's one of the most innovative pieces in the history of African-American improvised music, as important as Charlie Parker's Coco or Coleman Hawkins' Body and Soul. He went on, that's the greatness of Train, that he always kept the feeling of dance and spiritual elements so important to what they used to call hot jazz. That's why his peers all respected him so much, because he didn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. So you decide which quotes are closest to the truth on the famous and unrehearsed live cut with Jimmy Garrison on bass and Elvin Jones on drums. Here's Chasin' the Train. Thank you. Chasing the Train, which was in effect the John Coltrane Trio, since pianist McCoy Tyner set that one out live at the Village Vanguard on November 2nd, 1961. That was Train on tenor sax, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. The title, Chasing the Train, was suggested by recording engineer Rudy Van Gelder, since Coltrane was so active moving around the small stage that Van Gelder, who held his microphone, had to chase him around for 16 minutes trying to maintain the mic inches from his saxophone. You have found where the good old songs have gone to retire, and you're about to hear one of them. We began the show with our first cut from January 1962, the gorgeous Ife Leao, and I have two more cuts from that month, the signature song of Tony Bennett, and a lovely one from the Oscar Peterson Trio. First up, I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun
Something's Coming by pianist Oscar Peterson with bassist Ray Brown and drummer Ed Thigpen, recorded January 25th, 1962. Tony Bennett's famous I Left My Heart in San Francisco before that, arranged by Marty Manning. We have time for one more in Volume 82 of the Recorded History of Jazz, and it's a live cut. Stan Getz brought a sextet featuring two basses and two drummers to the All Souls Unitarian Church in Washington, D.C., and we will hear two cuts from this fine February 16, 1962 concert, one today and one next time. Here's Desafinado. Desafinado, a song by João Gilberto and Stan Getz, recorded live at the All Souls Unitarian Church in Washington, D.C. on February 13, 1962. Stan Getz tenor sax with Charlie Bird on guitar, Gene Bird and Keeter Bates on bass, and two drummers with long names, Buddy Deppenschmidt and Bill Reichenbach. That's all we have time for on Volume 82 of The Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi, and I hope you join me next time for some great songs by Odetta, backed with jazz musicians, Stan Getz, Jackie McLean, Joe Pass, and Mel Torme. Enjoy today.